It's Celtics coverage on CLNSradio.com.
A bomb from Thomas.
Dial in right now and share your thoughts toll free 347-215-7771.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Boston Celtics postgame radio show right here at CLNS Radio, CLNSradio.com. I am your host, Patrick Gilroy. This evening, alongside Sean Backe, is the Celtics, their second-to-last regular season game of the season. Come away victorious at the Garden. Your final score from the Garden, Boston 114, the Brooklyn Nets 105, in a game that wasn't even half as close as that score would indicate. Sean and I will get into what went wrong in the third quarter, this ongoing troubling trend that the Celtics have shown us here in recent weeks, their inability to hold a lead. And if that scares you, with the playoffs starting in about a week here, because quite frankly, Sean, it scares me. The number to join us here on our Movement Watches toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. So, Sean, it's hard for me to take anything away from a game like this. It's a putrid team that the Celtics played. They opened up a 27-point lead. They were unable to hold the lead. I think we can find something to talk about there, but the long and the short of it, in my opinion, is I don't know much more about this basketball team right now than I did a couple hours ago.
Yeah, this game wasn't going to be a litmus test for them going into the playoffs. I think you're gonna see that you're gonna need to see that on Wednesday night. I never really was worried in this one. Never thought it was in doubt, even in the third quarter. But you look at the competition that they're playing against, and a team that has allowed the Celtics to get a pretty high pick in next year's draft, and that's really all you can take out of it, is that this team was poor enough for them to be able to do that again this year. There are some bright spots. There are some points of contention that we're going to get into in this game. Ultimately, the Celtics come away with the victory in this one. They did take their foot off the gas in the third quarter, but I thought they, even though they had to bring the starters back in for the most part in the fourth quarter to secure a victory, they did what they needed to do, and this one really was never in doubt. But, yeah, there's definitely some bones to pick with the Celtics in letting the Nets back into this one, because this one should have been, one of those 35-40-point victories that, is wire to wire.
It should have been, and it was not, and that's something that worries me. But you said something in your opening statement there, Sean, that makes me feel a little bit better. You said the Celtics had to bring back in their starters to open the lead back up again. And I think of all the playoff basketball that I've watched, that you've watched over the years, 9 times out of 10, these coaches go to a 7-8-9-man rotation at best. So it's entirely possible that if the Celtics are lucky enough to open up leads in the playoffs, that guys like Tyler Zeller won't have the opportunity to give the lead back, because Isaiah Thomas will no longer be playing 30 minutes a night. Isaiah is going to be leaned on for 39-40. Al Horford's going to be leaned on for 39-40 minutes. I've been upset with Brad Stevens' rotations in the last couple of weeks here. The extended rest that he seems to give Isaiah in the third quarter has been critical, I think, in some of these Celtics games. The Hawks game last week comes to mind. The Celtics had multiple opportunities to sort of get back in that game, but they weren't going to do it with Isaiah getting extended rest. I'm sure this is all part of the bigger plan here. So the one saving grace, I think, from everything that we've seen in the last week or so, week or 2 weeks here with the Celtics' inability to hold leads, is that I don't think these guys that are blowing the lead necessarily will have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And obviously you worry about it a little bit, only because you're going to need to have your reserves, your bench hold on to a lead at some point, depending on who you're playing, in whatever round they get to, you're going to be up against a team with a pretty good bench. So, you think that the 6, 7, 8 guys, however deep the rotation is in the playoffs, that some of these guys have to contribute to holding on to a lead. But, on one hand, I like what Brad Stevens has been able to do in giving Isaiah Thomas extended rest when he's been able to, only because he's going to come, next week, right? I mean, you know, we know Isaiah Thomas is going to be the focal point of the other team's defense. We know he's going to get hit when he's going to the hoop. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be times where Isaiah Thomas is going to be beat up on the court there. So any opportunity that Brad Stevens has in these final few games to get Isaiah that extended rest, I think he's taking that. Obviously, they want, you know, they're still pushing for that first seed, and you know, the Heat are trying to help him out right now with that. But you know, the health is the most important thing, and I think the fact that they, you know, have secured a top three spot and now a top two spot, and you know, they've with this win, I've won the division. Not that that really means much in the grand scheme of things. You know, I didn't mind the extended rest for Isaiah Thomas in the third quarter tonight, thinking that with them playing the Brooklyn Nets and you know, obviously as well as they played in the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter, that the Celtics were going to be able to hold them off without, you know, without bringing in Isaiah Thomas too early.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Heat-Cavaliers game. That thing has gone to overtime, 2:20 left in overtime. The Miami Heat won 116. The Cleveland Cavaliers, without LeBron James, without Kyrie Irving, 115. We'll keep you guys updated on that score. Of course, if the Heat are able to hold on, that means the Celtics will open up essentially a half-game lead, a one-game lead. I call it a half-a-game lead because Miami does own the tiebreaker against the Celtics, but they'll have – they'll be in first place outright with one game remaining for the Celtics on Wednesday, two games remaining for the Cleveland Cavaliers after tonight. This is the Celtics postgame show. It is CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com, the number to join us here on our Movement Watches, toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771. Of course, our postgame show's opening segment is powered by our friends at SeatGeek. As the Celtics playoff push continues to heat up, I mean, the playoffs are right here, guys. SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to each and every game. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, and it is fully guaranteed. There's nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the game for an incredible value. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. I know Sean's got it on his phone. Let me tell you, it is by far the easiest way that I found to shop for tickets. Listeners to this program know that I travel for a living. I host a lot of these shows from random hotel rooms all across the country. With SeatGeek, I was able to locate Billy Joel tickets for his concert at Fenway this summer. The best part about it was not only did I get the tickets, I got them for a great price, and I knew it was fully guaranteed. And get this, SeatGeek threw me $20 just by using promo code CLNS just for using their app and buying their tickets. It's an incredible experience and incredible value. Here's what you guys need to do. Head on over to the settings tab, hit add a promo code, enter promo code CLNS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app today and enter promo code CLNS. Once again, your final score from the Garden this evening, the Boston Celtics 114, the Brooklyn Nets 105. The Celtics improved to 52-29 on the season with their 82nd and final game of the regular season coming up this Wednesday evening. No surprise to anybody, Isaiah Thomas leads the way, scores 27 points. What I think is more interesting is this is the 55th time this season where Isaiah has scored 25 or more, and the 71st time this season that Isaiah Thomas has scored 20 or more points. That puts him in third place in Celtics history. And the guy that owns the first two spots is John Havlicek. He had 76 games with 20 or more points and 74 games with 20 or more points. You know, every time you look at Isaiah Thomas, Sean, he's breaking another Celtics record. He's cracking the record books once again, and he's finding his name alongside names like Larry Bird and John Havlicek and Bob Cousy, some of the greatest players in Celtic history. And 30, 40, 50 years from now, when somebody is opening up the record books, they're going to see those Hall of Fame names, and Isaiah's name is going to be, like, right there.
Yeah, and people still question whether or not, you know, he's the superstar in this team. I think, you know, with the way he's played game in and game out, he's proven himself to be that guy. Now, whether they bring in another superstar around him next year and, you know, can take a little bit of the pressure off of him remains to be seen. And certainly in these playoffs coming, he's going to need some help because, like I said earlier, it's going to be the focal point of the other team's defense. But, you know, when he first started going on this run, Patrick, and I think I was on one of these post-game shows with you when he really started going on this run, coming back from a slight injury after a few games off, we just kept thinking it was going to be a fluke, that he was going on a good run and then he would kind of fall back to earth of what we had seen the previous couple of years here. But, this is sustained success by Isaiah Thomas for a huge stretch run of the season that has directly led to Al Horford and
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audible.com/try now and browse the selection of audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening. It's that easy. Audible is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, along with business information providers. One great selection I'd recommend is Bob Ryan's Scribe, which is narrated by Bob himself. Just go to audible.com/try now to redeem your free audiobook along with a 30-day trial membership. That's audible.com/try now. Get started today.
Hi, this is Larry H. Russell with a message on behalf of the network. As a leading online provider of audio-video coverage of the Boston Celtics, CLNS Radio delivers fans the most provocative discussion and analysis from the most noted personalities in the Celtics realm of the World Wide Web. Home to the number one rated weekly podcast, which covers the NBA's winningest franchise, Celtics Beat is released first thing every Sunday morning. We deliver the most unique and informed vantage point and the lowdown on all things Boston Celtics from players, league executives, and the biggest names in the national basketball media. And it doesn't end there. The original Celtics podcast, Celtics Stuff Live, is back and better than ever before. Available Mondays on CLNSradio.com, Internet Radio Pioneers, and Celtics Diehards, John Duke and Justin Poulin go heavy on Boston basketball. With fun and engaging dialogue, CSL interacts with fans with weekly tweeted mailbags, all while featuring guests that are of the most familiar voices to Celtics Nation. Basketball in Boston is white hot this NBA season, and you don't want to miss any of this. Download the free CLNS Radio mobile app now. Available for your iPhone and Android.
You know, not all ingredients are created equal. So fresh, high-quality ingredients, they make the real difference, and that's why Blue Apron is so good. Blue Apron will send you meals to your house for less than $10 per meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals, so they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries and ranchers. So whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or just heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best right to your door. You don't even have to go out to the grocery store. It's cold outside now. You don't have to go out and be cold. You can stay inside forever and just cook Blue Apron. They have new recipes weekly, and they're not even repeated within a year. So you make one, you don't have to do it again. It makes it's fresh every single time. It's new every single time. You have your own little restaurant in your kitchen. You can customize your recipe each week based on your preferences. I don't like fish that much, so I'm able to customize this so that I don't get fish options. I actually got a masala spice chicken dish. I love chicken tikka masala. This is perfect. It came with a kale and lime rice side, so I kind of got a little bit of everything, got a balanced nutritional meal. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/gardenreport. You will love how good it feels and how good it tastes to create this incredible home-cooked meal with Blue Apron. As someone who does not cook very well and struggles with toast bagel bites, I am actually cooking meals and I'm actually doing it pretty well, and it's an amazing experience, and it's actually really good food. So you'll love Blue Apron. All you have to do is go to blueapron.com/gardenreport. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Welcome back. It is the Boston Celtics postgame radio program right here, CLNS Radio, clnsradio.com. I am your host, Patrick Gilroy, alongside Sean Backe this evening as the Boston Celtics improve to 52-29 on the season with just one game remaining in the regular season. Your final score from the Garden, Boston 114, the Brooklyn Nets 105. Keeping an eye on the game happening down in Miami right now. Currently, the Cleveland Cavaliers have a one-point lead, 121-120 over the Miami Heat. Of course, we are hoping as Celtics fans that Miami finds a way to win that basketball game. It's critical for the Celtics if they hope to achieve this first place in the Eastern Conference sort of a final standings, let's say. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the East. It just means that, you know, it's important, I think, for the Celtics to have that number one seed. It may not be as important to a team like Cleveland, but I think it's very important to a team like the Celtics, if only for their state of being, their state of mind, to be able to say, you know what, we're better than Cleveland in the regular season, better than Toronto in the regular season. I just think that that's critical for the Boston Celtics and their development. Make no mistake, I don't think that this team is a championship caliber team. I don't think that they are an Eastern Conference Finals team. My expectation to start the season has always been for this team to come in, compete, be a top four team, and eventually find themselves in the playoffs and win a round, compete in round two. That has always been the goal from day one. And if the Celtics achieve that goal, I'm not going to move the goalpost just because they finished with a few more wins than maybe I thought they would, because they finished a few places higher than I thought they would. I think with this team, you have to keep your expectations in check. And I think that the last week has certainly dimmed my expectations for this basketball team. Look, the Celtics got their asses handed to them twice on national TV last week, and I just can't forget that that happened. I can't forget that the Celtics had just a huge game, a monumental game against the Cavs at home, and the Celtics failed to show up. I cannot dismiss the fact that the Celtics had another incredibly important game the following night, also on national TV, against the Atlanta Hawks, and once again, the Celtics barely showed up. Now, they've rebounded since then. They beat Charlotte, and now they beat Brooklyn. But both of those teams aren't playoff teams. And if you take a closer look at the Celtics' record, what you'll see is a team that has been dominant against non-playoff teams. But when they play the cream of the crop, the Celtics certainly have struggled all season. The number to join us here on our Movement Watch is toll-free phone lines 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. Let's go back out to the phone lines. look, I'm doing the producing thing here myself tonight, so I can't screen the call. So I'm just going to introduce you live on the air. Hi, you're talking with Patrick on the Celtics Post Game Show. Who's this? Hello.
Sorry, I'm just listening. Thank you.
Okay. He's just listening to the Boston Celtics, a post-game show right here on CLNS Radio and CLNSradio.com. The number to join us here, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. I need to know if you guys are okay with what's happened to the Celtics in the last week or two. Am I overreacting by looking at what happened against Cleveland, looking at what happened against Atlanta and dismissing what the Celtics were able to do tonight, what the Celtics were able to do against Charlotte? Because I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. This team, if you ride your personal emotions with the ups and downs of this Boston Celtics team, I pray that you are heavily medicated with the good stuff, because that's the type of team that this team has been all season long. They've been so up and down and so inconsistent that I worry when we turn the corner into the playoffs here, I don't know what to do, because there are teams at the bottom of the Eastern Conference that worry me. There are teams that scare me, and I'm just not sure that expectations-wise, that the expectations that fans have laid out for the Celtics are in line with exactly what this team is and what they can be. So I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say here on our Movement Watches toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. When we come back, we're going to try and connect again with Sean Backey. If not, I want to take your phone calls on these Movement Watches toll-free phone lines, because look, guys, whether you like it or not, whether you are ready for it or not, the Celtics are about to embark on the second season, the playoff season, the season that really matters to everybody here, the season that we've all been waiting for. And I think that's an important thing to remember here. This thing has gone by in a flash. It's gone by in a hurry. And somehow, some way, despite the fact that the Celtics have struggled to clean the crop, despite the fact that they've dealt with inconsistency and injuries all season long, and despite the fact that they've incorporated a star onto their team in Al Horford, they've come away from this thing in incredible shape, and with a real opportunity here for the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, worst case, your number two seed in the Eastern Conference. So I think that at this point, they've exceeded everybody's expectations. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is Patrick Gilroy, and we will be right back.
Hey, this is Ty Ray from Beats and Eats Podcast, and today's Celtics postgame show is being brought to you by the SeatGeek ticketing app. As the Celtics playoff push heats up, SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to every game. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. And it doesn't end with the Celtics or any other NBA game. SeatGeek also has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available too, and it's fully guaranteed. Listeners to CLNS Radio can support this production and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Here's how. Download the free SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab and click Add a Promo Code, and enter promo code CLNS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code CLNS. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just two taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just use SeatGeek to buy Portland Trail Blazers tickets, and I found the app a breeze to use. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click on Add a Promo Code. Enter promo code CLNS. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CLNS today.
Hi, this is Larry H. Russell with a message on behalf of the network. As the leading online provider of audio-video coverage of the Boston Celtics, CLNS Radio delivers fans the most provocative discussion and analysis from the most noted personalities in the Celtics realm of the World Wide Web. Home to the number one rated weekly podcast, which covers the NBA's winningest franchise, Celtics Beat is released first thing every Sunday morning. We deliver the hottest of takes and get the lowdown on all things Celtics from players, league executives, and the biggest names in the national basketball media. And it doesn't end there. the original Celtics podcasters John Duke and Justin Poulin have returned. Available Mondays on clnsradio.com. Celtics Stuff Live is back and better than ever before with featured guests that are the most familiar voices to Celtics Nation. Basketball in Boston is heating up, and you don't want to miss any of this. Download the CLNS Radio mobile app now. Available for your iPhone and Android.
Welcome back. It is the Boston Celtics post-game radio program right here at CLNS Radio, at clnsradio.com. The number to join us here on our movement watches, toll-free phone lines, 347-215-7771, 347-215-7771. Of course, those call lines are brought to you by our good friends at Movement Watches. Look, we all know department store watches start at $400, $500, $600, but our good friends over at Movement Watches have taken the middleman out and they pass that savings directly on to you. Movement Watches are slick, they are fashionable, and most importantly, they are affordable. They start at just $95. So head on over to movementwatches.com. It's MVMTwatches.com/CelticsBeat. That'll get you 15% off your first order with free shipping. Once again, it's movementwatches.com, MVMTwatches.com/CelticsBeat. It is the Celtics postgame show. It is Patrick Gilroy alongside Sean Backe this evening. The Boston Celtics come away victorious in game number 81. The final score from the Garden, Boston 114, the Brooklyn Nets 105. And Sean, for whatever reason, every time I say the Brooklyn Nets, it just doesn't sound natural to me. I still want to call them the New Jersey Nets, even though it's been a handful of years at this point. I just can't shake the jersey out of the Nets.
I mean, I think the rivalry that the Celtics and Nets have created has been Boston Celtics and New Jersey Nets rivalry going back to when they were battling for Eastern Conference supremacy in the mid-late 90s, early 2000s. So I'm right with you. Brooklyn Nets just doesn't sound right. Obviously,
not to get into how things are going
in different directions now.
Well, they are. And you know what? The beauty of this, and we've got the whole offseason to talk about this. And look, when the Kevin Garnett-Paul Pierce trade was made, Brooklyn was all in to be a championship-contending team for a few years. I think fans thought maybe at the tail end of it, that thing, there'd be an opportunity for a lottery pick or two. But I don't think anybody in their wildest dreams thought that what they were building in Brooklyn was going to collapse as quickly as it did, with only one playoff run out of that deep, deep, deep team that thought that they were, going to be NBA champions when they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated flexing their muscles going into that season.
Yeah, I mean, you thought at least two or three seasons, they were going to be in contention. And, it wasn't just that they had Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. They had a deep team, a deep bench even, and it never played out that way for them. Obviously the elder statesman got a little bit elder, and I think some of the players that they brought in didn't live up to the expectations, and they went and blew it up pretty quickly after that, and so we'll never really know, just how long that run could have been, but. It started to go downhill quickly for them, and obviously it's hit rock bottom now for the Nets organization, and now they have to, start building themselves back up. We still have another year where they can swap picks with the Celtics, so it's going to be a little while before we see the Nets as an organization start to work its way back up. So we should see them, in this position for the next couple of years at least. But obviously,
right,
with some money coming their way and them actually being able to use draft picks in the next couple of years, I think you'll start to see them, start making the move upwards. It's going to be a while for them, though.
So I tell you what, scoreboard watching, the Heat came away victorious tonight. Cleveland has now lost three games in a row. Your final score down in Miami, the Miami Heat 124, the Cleveland Cavaliers 121. Miami miraculously here. They are 40-41 in the season. If they win their season finale, that team's going to finish 500. And we used to all make fun of Eric Spoelstra. I thought he was Pat Riley's puppet. I didn't have any respect for him when he was coaching the big three down there. and he's my coach of the year candidate this year. What he's done with that team and their lack of talent, it's amazing to me.
How can you not give it to him at this point? I mean, this is a team that was right there at the bottom of the Eastern Conference for most of the beginning of the season. And then all of a sudden, it just seems like the switch was flipped and they started winning. And, you know, obviously Whiteside started playing better. And, they do have talent on that team. I mean, obviously there's no doubt that they have talent on that team. But
secondary talent, right? Deion Waiters, yeah. Deion Waiters and Richardson, these guys are secondary talent, and they've stepped up
this year in
starring roles.
Exactly. And that's the kind of thing that you need to be able to build from there, right? So this team, obviously is led by a fantastic coach who got the best out of those secondary players, and now they can build upon that. You know, obviously people want to go to Miami. Free agents want to go there. They want to play for Spoelstra. You know, they want to play for Pat Riley. They want to play in Florida because of the tax implications or lack thereof. And they're going to attract top-level free agents to go down there. So they have some pieces down there that can work. And, you know, if they get a couple pieces down there, they're going to be right back there where they were a few years ago when they had LeBron James. There's no doubt they can get into that top four of the Eastern Conference again very quickly.
Well, and here's where I was going with this, Sean. I want to get your take. You and I haven't done a show together in a while. But right now, the Celtics are the number one seed, and they're going to control their own destiny here. If they win out, they should be able to get this thing done. Right now, your eighth seed is the Chicago Bulls. Chicago and Miami are tied, both 12 games back of first place at 40 and 41. Chicago owns the tiebreaker over Miami. So of those two teams, Chicago, Miami, who would you rather face? Because both present the Celtics with different and unique problems, right?
Yeah, there's matchup problems galore with a lot of these teams that the Celtics could face in the playoffs. I wouldn't want to face either one of them, but if I had to pick my poison, I'd say that the Celtics have a better chance against the Chicago Bulls than the Miami Heat, and I think it's really, really close, and I think you could make arguments either way for why the Celtics would have a worse time going against either one of those teams. There's a number of teams in that lower part of the Eastern Conference that I don't think any of us as Celtics fans want to see them play right now. And, Miami's on the top of that list. I think the team that they play Wednesday is another one, Milwaukee. Atlanta obviously has their number and has had their number for the last few years, proving it, very well on last Thursday night. So, between those two teams, I mean, it's a coin flip right now. Each has a game left to play, and as a Celtics fan, I don't want to play either one of them.
So if you could pick your poison here, and essentially out of Milwaukee, Indy, Chicago, and Miami, would you be choosing Indy as your preferred first round opponent?
I would have to. Out of all those, I think any of those other. Well, I think Indiana could certainly beat the Celtics as well in a long series, but. In a series that goes five games. Obviously they have Paul George who can take over a game, and they have some other pieces that give the Celtics fits as well. But the way they played against the Pacers this season, as opposed to how they played against those other teams, I'd have to say Indiana is the poison that I pick out of all those teams at the bottom of the Eastern Conference playoff picture to face in the first round. So,
well, there's
means,
good storylines everywhere.
Cleveland
too, right?
Would have to finish first. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Let's think about this, right? The Chicago, if it's Chicago, you've got Rondo coming to Boston, Dwayne Wade coming to Boston. I mean, that's just, there's a lot of fun there. You got playoff Rondo, national TV Rondo. I mean, that to me is a fun storyline, but not for nothing. If you could somehow hit Cleveland against Miami, that's an incredible storyline.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The thought of watching LeBron James implode on national TV in Miami, it is just it just gets me going. Like, nothing makes me smile harder than imagining the implosion of LeBron James in Miami. I want to see it so bad that I can taste it. And unfortunately, it's not looking like it's going to happen right now.
Right. And of course, the Celtics and the Pacers have kind of an interesting playoff history, going all the way back to when Bird was a player for the Celtics against the Pacers. Now he's an executive, going against them. That would have an interesting component. Obviously,
right,
the rumors
does Bird make the trip? That sort of, you know what I mean? Like, does Larry make the trip? Because you know as well as I do that the Celtics' current ownership, led by Wick Grauspick and their president Rich Gotham and Jeff Twist and everything, he does in media relations. You know what this team does come playoff time. Come game one of the playoffs, they're going to wheel out every former star that they possibly can. And the thought of those former stars lined up during some cheesy halftime ceremony and having Larry Bird in the stands. I mean, their storylines are everywhere with every one of these teams, so I don't think the Celtics
really
can go wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Here's what I'll say though, Sean, whether they finish first or second, they really should win a first round series. I mean, in the NBA, it's considered a monumental upset when a 7 or 8 seed knocks off a 1 or a 2, right? This isn't the NHL.
Oh yeah, it's amazing that we're actually worried about this first round series against one of these teams. It really is, because no matter what, that one, if they finish in the 1 seed, they should beat the 8 seed, whether it's Chicago or Miami. Honestly, the way they, like I said before, the way they've played against these teams this season, and of course the playoffs is a whole different animal, right? You take it to a different level, but just by going with what I've seen, given the eye test to the matchups that they've had with these teams, it gives you pause, gives you pause to say, this isn't going to be a 3-game sweep and out. There may have to go, 5 games in this first round series with either of those teams. And that's a scary proposition because, in this rebuild, we all think that, the Celtics can get to the second round this season and possibly to the Eastern Conference Championship against the Cavaliers. We all expect it to be the Cavaliers, despite how they've played in the last few weeks. So anything less than that, a first round out is a failure to anybody who follows the team. I think anybody on this network would say that if the Celtics don't make it past the first round this season, then that's a failure of a season for them. They went out and paid a big free agent money for Al Horford. Obviously they've had Isaiah Thomas back. Most of the rest of the guys, come back from previous seasons. They draft Jaylen Brown, very highly touted as the number 3 pick. So you would think with those, even the little change that they made, that it would be improvement enough to get them out of the first round. So if they don't do that, then we're really looking at the season as a failure, despite the fact that they could finish as the number 1 team in the Eastern Conference.
Well, real quick, before we get out of here, I just want to get your take on Cleveland. You briefly mentioned them in your little what you were saying right there. They've struggled here in recent weeks. They're 4-6 in their last 10. You have to take into consideration there's been a handful of games like tonight where they've rested 1, 2, or 3 of their stars. But then you also have to consider the fact that, not for nothing, tonight they have the luxury of bringing a guy like Deron Williams off the bench, and he gives them 35 points tonight. So, yeah, they may rest 1 or 2 of their stars, but they're bringing guys like D. Will off the bench, which is a luxury that most teams, just don't have. All that being said, Cleveland, it's funny how perception of a team changes the dynamic here. Boston at 52-29 are considered overachievers, and we're all here celebrating the fact that they have a legit shot to be a first-place team. Cleveland at 51-30 is considered a monumental disappointment, despite an only 1-game difference. So all that being said, is Cleveland vulnerable this year, or is it just going to be like the 2010 Celtics that were horrendous for 3 months and they just flipped that switch?
This has been said before, so this is not an original thought by me, but obviously this team is built for the playoffs, and by this team I mean the Cleveland Cavaliers. I fully expect that once the regular season is over and they've had their rest and their players that have been dinged up are a little bit healthier, no one's going to be 100% at this point, but as close as they can get to it, that they're going to be ready to go no matter who they play, if it's Indiana or if it is, Chicago or Miami, they're going to be ready to go for that series. I do think they're a little bit more vulnerable than they were last year. I think teams have been able to figure them out a little bit more. But I also think, like you said, a lot of it is the rest. A lot of it is them taking their foot off the gas, maybe not giving them optimum effort against some teams in some games.
But how do you explain the defense, right? I hate to cut you up, but how do you explain the defense? Because a lot of it is rest. A lot of it is, a team that is built for the playoffs. But since LeBron returned, they've been one of the premier defensive teams in the NBA. And this year, they're one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. I just wonder if that translates over to playoff basketball, or if I understand offensively teams can flip a switch and pick it up. But if they've developed bad habits defensively, or if they just don't have the horses defensively they had in years past, I wonder if that's something that could potentially expose them. Because if you're a Celtics fan, if you're a Wizards fan, if you're a Raptors fan, you're sitting here trying to figure out ways in which you can take advantage of the weaknesses of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if there's one weakness I see on that team and a switch that might not be able to be flipped, it's the fact that defensively they haven't been half as good as they've been the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, and that's a great point. And honestly, they haven't been. The numbers don't lie. But I think, again, they have the talent, they have the veteran leadership on that team to be able to, to a man say, okay, we need to really buckle down on this. But yeah, you're exactly right. That may be very well may be where they're vulnerable, and it may cause them to slip. I don't think it's going to happen in the first round, but come to the second and third round when you're playing a Milwaukee or an Atlanta or a Boston or a Toronto, those are teams that are going to make them work on the defensive end. That are going to give them fits, and it may even happen a little bit in the first round if they're playing a Chicago, a Miami, or an Indiana as well. So. Remains to be seen, but my gut feeling is that they'll be able to overcome that adversity, if it is one, just because of how strong they are in the offensive end.
Well,
defense wins
like
championships, I know, but they could certainly outscore the opposition quite easily as well.
Well, it certainly feels like we just started this thing, Sean, and here we are 81 games in, just one game remaining in the regular season. If this is the last time you and I work together this year, I had a lot of fun with you. I've had a lot of fun doing this. It's really been my pleasure to join this network last year. And like I was telling our founder, Nick, last week, he got worried because I've picked up some time on a few major radio stations that I wasn't going to be a part of this thing. And like I said to Nick, there's more of a future in this and in this sort of this medium as opposed to terrestrial radio. Is it an honor and a privilege to do the terrestrial radio that I've had the privilege of doing this year? Yeah. But am I stupid enough to believe that in 10 or 15 years that this isn't going to be the predominant way that people access media? I think that I'd be pretty stupid or naive not to think so. So it's been a pleasure of mine working with you, Sean. I hope we get to do a game or two come playoff time. If we
Absolutely.
Don't, I just wanted to give you a quick thank you for everything you've done for me this season. You've been one of my favorite guys to work with, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, obviously the professionalism that you've shown in this role has been, has come through on the airwaves, whether that's online or on the terrestrial side. So it's been a pleasure to work with you as well, Patrick.
Awesome. Well, game number 82 is this Wednesday evening, and this post-game show will be available for on-demand listening. All you need to do is search for the CLNS Radio Mobile Boston podcast application. You want to find us on iTunes and Stitcher. You want to find the CLNS Radio Mobile podcast app and follow CLNS on social media. It's at CLNS Radio on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/CLNSFans. Today's show was brought to you guys by ZipRecruiter. Start using ZipRecruiter for free today. All you need to do is head on over to ZipRecruiter.com/sportsfan. Also, Blue Apron. Go to BlueApron.com/CLNS. It gets you 3 free meals and free shipping as well. We cannot forget our friends at Movement Watches. MVMTWatches.com/CelticsBeat gets you 15% off your first purchase with free shipping. And one more, it's audible.com. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/try now. Gets you a free 30-day trial of audio books. Our music tonight was provided by Nick Sesento and Joshua Morse, and I want to thank everybody that listened to tonight's broadcast. for CLNS Radio executive producer Larry H. Russell, our program director Justin Poulin, and the founder of our network, Mr. Nick Gelso. For my co-host tonight, Sean Backey, I am Patrick Gilroy. We will see everybody back here for the final time during the NBA regular season this Wednesday evening when the Celtics take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Once again, your final score from the Garden this evening, the Celtics 114, the Brooklyn Nets 105.